This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall, featuring guests from across the entertainment industry.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture, catching up, impressions.
Joe, Trump's trying to be a dictator.
Yeah, just bump on the tater tots.
Joe, no.
Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Jack Ewing is kind enough to join us. Jack works for the New York Times. He co-wrote this story, Automakers to Trump, Please Require Us to Sell Electric Vehicles. Jack, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Jack, thank you very much for your time. How vocal, how direct have the automakers at the top, how direct have they been in conveying this message to the upcoming Trump administration?
Well, I think, thanks for having me. I think that they're actually treading pretty carefully because they don't really know what to expect from this administration. I'm not sure they totally expected the change. And I think, frankly, that they're pretty worried about what the changes in policy could mean for them. So they're conveying the message, I would say, pretty subtly, but it's very clear if you look at their communications that they're telling the administration, you know, don't take away all these incentives for EVs because we've invested a lot of money in this and then we don't want to go backwards.
Yeah, that's the point, and you lay it out very well. Because of what has taken place already, whether it was from the Biden administration, whether it was from Gavin Newsom, California, and let's also talk about the role of Tesla and the automakers themselves, they have spent a staggering amount of money. Some might say with the results, which haven't happened as quickly as a lot of people wanted, but they didn't spend this money, Jack, just for like right away. They spent it for decades and decades ahead, and that's the main reason why they don't want everything to be sidetracked. If you could expand, that'd be fabulous.
Well, that's exactly right. I mean, car makers, you know, they work years ahead. I mean, the cars you see on the lots today, they started designing those 4 or 5 years ago, and they can't just turn on a dime because of a change in politics. So that's what they want more than anything. It's just consistent policy. They don't want it changing every 4 years. And that's true for electric vehicle policy. It's also true for emissions regulations. They just want consistency.
So Donald Trump has been consistently outspoken about EVs, whether he was mad when he was president the first time on what Gavin Newsom in California did. He views it as a mandate that goes against his policy. He looks at Obama-era auto emission rules, which he inherited during his first administration. Do the automakers, or do you, from your reporting, have any feel when Mr. Trump himself or the administration, upcoming administration, will offer up any comments about this?
It's pretty unpredictable at this point. I mean, Trump was pretty clear during the campaign that he didn't like EVs. He thought they were a threat to the auto industry. He was going to reverse everything that the Biden administration did. But sort of the wild card is that Elon Musk has become one of his most vocal supporters gave a lot of money
yep.
to his campaign. And of course, Musk runs Tesla. So what is kind of unclear is what Elon Musk's influence is going to be on all this. It's probably important to say that Musk himself has said that subsidies should be ended. And I think he's
right.
calculating that they will hurt the competitors more than it will hurt Tesla. And Tesla has been losing market share to the traditional car companies like GM.
Well, so let's zero in specifically on the $7,500 tax credit. I know Gavin Newsom has already spoken out in the last few days where if this would end, they want to keep it in play in California. Is Musk saying this in some ways? He's borderline the prime minister of this upcoming administration. But is he also saying it because he feels like Tesla has such a dominant position in the EV market that Tesla would benefit if this $7,500 credit wasn't offered to the other challengers to his position at this point?
Yeah, I mean, based on what he's been saying publicly, yeah, I think that he thinks it would hurt Tesla a little, but it would hurt the other car makers a lot more. And that's definitely his calculations, and he said that.
Yeah, I mean, he said it would be devastating to our competitors and for Tesla slightly. So I'm not sure he's saying that just as a detached individual. If you're in an ultra-competitive business that is worth billions and billions of dollars and you feel like this may devastate your competitors, what a surprise that Elon is offering up that position. Jack Ewing is with us. We're talking about a story he co-wrote in the New York Times today. I want to get your feedback on it in a matter of moments here. Automakers to Trump, please require us to sell electric vehicles. I want to get to a part of your story where you write this. The EPA estimates that compliance with rules related to EVs would mean that by 2032, that's 8 years from now, about 56% of new passenger vehicles sold would be electric and another 16% would be hybrid. That is a stunning increase, Jack, up from 9 and 11% today. That, to me, doesn't seem realistic at all. From the people you talk to, does that seem feasible?
You know, I think it is feasible. First of all, it's important to point out that electric vehicles, the sales have not grown as much as people might have thought a year or two ago, but they're still growing at about a 9% rate, while sales of gasoline cars are going down. And people are also buying lots of hybrids. So there is a lot of interest in this technology. I think what's really going to change over the next 2 or 3 years is the price of electric vehicles is really going to come down to the point where they're actually cheaper than gasoline cars. We're getting very close to that point already. And
what will tip people, that? What will cause that to happen?
The big cost factor for electric vehicles is the battery. And the batteries are expensive, but as the companies like GM, they have two battery factories operating in the U.S. now in Ohio, in Tennessee. I visited the one in Tennessee a few weeks ago, and they are producing very large numbers of batteries. And the more you produce of something, the cheaper you can do it. So the price of batteries is coming down, and with that, the price of the whole car. The new Chevy Equinox has a list price of around $33,000. And if you add in the federal credits, you're looking at like a $24,000, $25,000 car, which is pretty much what you'd pay for any SUV.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to, really have a big effect on sales. And if you're looking 3 or 4 or 5 years out, I think it's going to be the opposite question. Why would anybody buy a gasoline car?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What about charging stations and availability over the next 5, 10, 15 years across the country?
That's another really important issue. There's no doubt that that's a problem right now. I think the big reason people don't buy electric cars is because they're worried, particularly on road trips, where am I going to charge this thing?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have your own garage or your own driveway where you can plug in, then you're dependent on public chargers, which are pretty spotty. That's getting better all the time. But again, some of that is being done with federal money, and we don't know what's going to happen to that. So that could be an impediment going forward.
Jack, excellent reporting. I appreciate it. We'll reach out again. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Jack Ewing, New York Times, well worth the read if you're curious about this topic. Automakers to Donald Trump, don't make it easier for us with gas-powered cars. Please require us to sell electric vehicles. Where do you stand on this one? I'd love to hear from people, including phone calls. Automakers, the folks in the middle of this, have said, and again, according to Jack's story, we've already invested, think about this figure. We're talking Ford, GM, Stellantis, and others. We've invested $146 billion over the past 3 years. They're saying, we know this is the future. We want to keep going. Donald Trump, who's, you know, climate change doesn't exist. Donald thinks in the 50s and 60s. Doesn't want to be a part of this. The prime minister, what a shock. Prime Minister Musk wants the 7500 squash. Why, Dave? Because Tesla's way ahead of the other competitors.
They're doing fine.
They're doing fine. So, of course, he wants the 7500 ended because they'll own the spot even more.
It'll hurt Tesla, but not as much as the others.
Donald, this is going to help your economy. Let us own this. Let us own it. Yes, in some of these projections are naive, and we're not getting there. We're just not. But be realistic. There are things that take forever to take off. And eventually, when they do, you're thinking, what was life like without them? So if automakers who normally make billions and billions of dollars believe in this so strongly that they've just put in about $150 billion the last 3 years, we're going to tear this up. We're going to backpedal. And again, sometimes government can play a role in incentivizing. And the 7,500, should the numbers be higher? Yes. But we have government as a motivating factor in many ways. If it's 10 years down the line, it's 20 years down the line, and these are still low numbers, it didn't work. But all the smart people who know it the best and are campaigning, and by the way, successfully campaigning, are saying, keep it going. I'm deferring to the capitalists and not the politician. Because in this case, Donald Trump is the politician and the automakers are the capitalists. That's the way I lean. What do you want to say? 651-461-9226 on CCO.